Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You say that it's about pop artist with character.
Pop artist with character.
Forget what you've heard.
I do listen to strummy la-la music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a different Strokes take on music.
Oh, Dave, this Jade, is the reason we need to do a tech drive.
This is absolutely unacceptable, unprofessional. In what, the 5 years we've done Different Strokes, Jade, that was the first time I didn't play our show intro. Instead, yeah. I play some sort of random segment intro.
Yeah.
Jade, do people actually realise what week it is here at Joy? And the significance of it.
It is Tech Drive Week, and Dave chooses that opportunity to display, in fact, why we need gifted professionals and not people who play around with GarageBand. So, Dave, we are asking this week for donations to assist us with our production studio.
Yes. Not just specifically for Different Strokes, because we don't have our own
Joy
production suite.
Yes.
It's for Joy in general, because really we want to sound as professional as we can on air all the time. So whether you're a business, you know, having a sponsorship or something like that here, you know, whether we're doing community service announcements, we want to sound polished. We want to sound on point. Mm-hmm. None of this playing the wrong track stuff. None of this, you know, sounding dodgy things. So we need proper equipment to make this happen. So we're calling for donations, you guys. So you can donate online by going to joy.org.au. All you have to do is just click on the Tech Drive banner on the homepage.
It's right in your face. You're not going to miss it.
Correct. So that's one way you can donate. But, you know, before we go any further, I was really impressed with you, Jade, because you told me before that you had a Ricky Lee-esque moment.
Yeah, Dave. I recorded in our production studio. I'm going to do the voice intro and outro for the Joy podcast, right? So, you know, like, if you listen to the Joy podcast, you'll hear, like, you know, Joy 94. Anyway, we've got a series of them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I went into the
You've
studio.
Been approached.
Yeah, I've been approached. And I went into the studio and I had, like, you know, 12 different lines I had to read, and I stood there, you know, and I put my little headphones on, one ear askew, because that always looks good in the publicity shots.
Correct. You've learned well.
And then, you know, had the mic in front of me, clipped my little thing on the clipboard and went for it.
Yep. You did a few takes because, I mean, let's face it, you're no professional.
I'm no professional, Dave. I have seen people go in and come out and, you know.
One take wonders.
Yep.
I mean, even myself, I'm no one take wonder. I mean, contrary to popular belief, it takes a lot of work for me to sound as polished as I do. But Jade, you know, with enough support, with enough technical excellence, with great production here at Joy, we can make you sound like Ricky Lee.
Yes.
We can make you.
Like, honestly, Ricky Lee, when you hear these podcast intros, Dave, Ricky Lee and I will be indistinguishable from each other. That's how good it is.
We do not need celebrity endorsements from here on in. We can just get Jade to go in and she'll come out sounding something fantastic. So, look, if you want to call and make a donation, you can as well. The number is 1-300-569-949. So you can make a one-off donation with your credit card. So reach into them coin purses and help Joy sound as polished as we can be. Coming up later on tonight's show, we're going to talk about The Shire. Controversial.
I'm already fuming, Dave.
Oh, I felt daggers coming from Jade's eyes.
Dave tried to talk about it before the show, and that was just the wrong thing to do.
For those who don't know, The Shire is set to be Australia's answer to Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that later. Jade's going to check out an app called Framographer. Mm-hmm. And after this, we have a special guest in the studio.
Yep.
Not Ricky Lee. We've talked so much about her single better go number one.
Different strokes, bump.
Different strokes, bump. But we have a very special guest in the studio, Adam with an E, premier Madonna fan and pop music journalist. He's going to join us for a discussion slash review on Madonna's new album, MDNA. So, look, if you've heard the album, let us know what you think. 0427JOY949.
You can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, we were talking about the tech drive earlier because that's the second time you've played the music intro today. and we had a text come in from Adam, so excited already. He said, I would love to donate and help kids, but before I do, Dave, you sound cute. Are you single?
Baby, I am single and ready to mingle for the right price.
And Dave, since I'm already shipping Adam and Dave, we just need to get this happening. We need to get some sort of tech drive donation. And then
Tech drive donation? We're talking about my dowry here.
Yeah, we're willing to sell Dave off for, you know, some of the $15,000 that we need to fix the production.
$15,000. Yeah. I think I'll be lucky if somebody, you know, trades in a Mars bar for me.
Adam, anything over $2 is tax deductible. So keep that in mind because, you know, if it doesn't work out with Dave, there's always, you know, your tax deduction.
You are a shady, shady woman. If you wanted to donate, and not just you, Adam, I mean, no pressure. If you want to donate, just give us a call, 1-300-569-949, or you can do it online, joy.org.au. Just click on the tech drive banner. Now, Jade, serious business. We're going to talk with premier Madonna fan and pop music journalist Adam with an E.
Hello, guys.
Adam, look, we have with us this week, and not just us here in Australia, all over the world, Madonna's new album, MDNA.
Yes.
Now, I know you're very excited about this. You're a major Madonna fan, so I knew that if I were to talk about MDNA or anything Madonna adjacent, I'm going to need to check in with you. So your thoughts on the album, because I feel like it's kind of divided the fan base a little.
It has a little bit, but I think that's to be expected these days with a Madonna album. People sort of, I don't know, I tend to get the feeling that people expect a little bit too much from Madonna just because she's been around for so long, and they sort of expect nothing but perfection every single time. And, you know, she's been around for a while. She's a bit of an old coot these days. You know, cut her some slack.
And, you know, you mentioned perfection before. I feel like the best Madonna albums are the ones that are a little grittier and the ones that maybe some tracks don't really have a melody.
Yep.
You know, my favourite Madonna album is American Life.
Yep.
And that one wasn't always the most pop.
No, it wasn't. And American Life and Like a Prayer are a tie for me for my favourite Madonna album. But I really like this album because it is quite dark and the lyrics are actually, you know, it's the divorce album. The last time she got divorced, we got the Like a Prayer album. This time we get this and it's full of, you know, fully loaded lyrics about Guy Ritchie and her relationship with him. And I think it's definitely a lot more lyrically personal than, say, ironically, Confessions on a Dance Floor. So, and there's a lot more dance leanings to it as well. There's a lot more of a spectrum covered through the dance world as sort of electro. There's hard trance even. And I think she's done a pretty good job considering.
Now, let's talk about some of the big names that she worked with on this album. It says Benny Benassi, who did the current single Girl Gone Wild. Now, your thoughts on that single?
Great video.
Oh, flawless.
Great video.
That sounds like a big butt coming when you say great video.
No,
like,
there is. Yeah, there is a big butt. Here we go.
It shouldn't have been the second single. And I think the only reason, perhaps, allegedly, I don't know, but perhaps the reason why it was chosen as the second single was because of that whole hoo-ha with the Girls Gone Wild creator who was trying to stop her from releasing it or performing at the Super Bowl. And I think she purely did that just
to annoy him.
Yeah.
But I have to say, though, the two singles we've heard so far from MDNA are not really indicative of the album's feel.
Not at all.
It's very misleading.
It is. And I think it's sort of, I love Gimme All Your Loving, but I do think that the single choices could have been picked a little bit better, especially because there's a lot of great stuff on the album.
There is a lot of great stuff on the album. Now, talk to me about your picks of the album.
Okay, my favourite. Well, one of my favourites is early on, I'm Addicted, which is, it's just got this bonkers Benassi production to it that sort of hasn't really been that forward thinking with his dance music since he released his debut Satisfaction, I think. And it seems like a lot of the stuff that he's done with Madonna, Girl Gone Wild aside, is some of the best stuff he's done in years. So controversial. But, you know.
Yeah, that song didn't really stand out to me when I first heard MDNA. I was more drawn to tracks like Gang Bang.
Yes.
Which,
yes,
unfortunately, we cannot play on Joy because it's a little naughty, but I highly recommend it. And I told my workmate to listen to Gang Bang, and the first thing I said to him was, you need to listen all the way to the end, because it's fully loaded, that
it
track.
Is. And I don't think it's just about Guy Ritchie either.
No. You see, a lot of people have pissed off Madonna, and she was going to tell them to drive. Yes, drive, bitch, drive. She says.
Yes, yes.
Now, tell me about the other tracks that you have earmarked on MDNA as so-called compulsory listening.
Compulsory listening. Some Girls, which is one of the Orbit tracks on the album, is just phenomenal. It sort of starts off a bit Fisher Spooner. Then by the pre-chorus, it reaches this Miss Kitten vibe, just really beautiful harmony in the vocals. And then it turns into Visage's Fade to Grey by the end.
Oh.
I think that's great. I couldn't ask for more.
It is a flawless track. It's fully bodied dance. And, you know, off the top of my head, I think it kind of is a good companion to Lady Gaga's Heavy Metal Lover. I have them both side by side on the playlist, and it makes sense. So, you know, you'll be stomping the runway for a pretty long time with those two back to back.
Now, Adam, is there anything like This Used to Be My Playground?
There is, sort of. There's a song called Falling Free, which is the last track on the album, which is a ballad. It's probably the best ballad, best Madonna ballad since Ecstatic Process, although I don't think we've had one since then.
I thought Miles Away from Hard Candy was acceptable.
She phoned that vocal in, you know. She, she was on the phone.
She was on Skype.
Yeah, calling Timbaland, oh, hey, singing it down the line. You know it.
But look, this album gives texture. We can't dispute that.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I think stuff like, well, one of the turkeys on the album, which is sort of the only one I dislike, is Superstar, which I think sounds a bit like a jingle.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't, you know, the funny thing about Madonna's voice that I notice about this album is that she can sound very whiny.
It's like she's got a cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the start of Girl Gone Wild, I just thought, it's so hypnotic. It's just, who is that?
Yeah, and also Benny Benassi seems to do this interesting thing where he puts the vocal through, he turns it almost into this kind of annoying synth.
Not flattering, is
it's not flattering, especially when some of the remixes of Girl Gone Wild, the vocal sounds a lot stronger than it does on the album version. So
it's strange. Now let's talk about a track that we're going to play from MDNA now called Love Spent. You've picked this one as the one to you know, showcase, so to speak.
Yeah, in the tradition of Hyperbole, I'm going to say Song of the Year.
Really?
It has two different choruses. You can't ask for anything more than
double
that.
Double the value,
it's
Jade.
Double the value. And it has banjos.
Banjos. Madonna, banjos. She's letting you have it.
She is.
Remember when Dave said that Willow Smith was going to be like the next big thing?
Oh, Adam, help me out.
We all thought it.
We all thought it. Okay, I am not to be blamed. In any case, Adam with an E, thank you so much for joining us here on Different Strokes.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me.
Pleasure. Now, you guys can check out Adam's blog. It's adamwithane.com.
Yes.
Yes, so succinct. I like it.
Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, excellent work playing the correct intro. We had another text come in from Adam, very keen, Dave. He says, okay, so he will donate $10 if he can get a date with you. And if it doesn't work out, it's tax deducted. So it's win-win all round. Adam. I would have to chaperone, so I don't know how you feel about a two-for-one deal there.
You know what, Adam? This is value for money because you get the Different Strokes experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's the Beyonce experience available on DVD, but this is real life Different Strokes experience. This is money can't buy, baby.
Yeah. You might have to chuck in an extra $2.50 for me.
$2.50. I mean, does that even buy you a Cornetto? We are really selling ourselves very short here.
Yeah.
But look, if you want to donate to help Joy sound as polished as we can be, you know, help us build a better, you know, pad out a better production studio, if you will, all you have to do is just give us a call on 1-300-569-949.
Yeah, or you can go to the website joy.org.au and click on the tech banner and donate online.
Yes, because that way we can get proper sounding stuff happening on Joy.
Yeah.
Jade, look, certainly not going to lie, eyeballs were rolling, daggers were being thrown with your gaze when I mentioned The Shire.
Well, Dave, when you mentioned it during the week to me, I was ready to rant about. Okay,
let's set the scene.
You go into what you think the show is, and then I'll
you
talk
calm about, yourself, yeah. Lady. You calm yourself, and you get that blood pressure back down. Just calm down, lady, because we need to set the premise. Because there might be some people out there who don't understand what's the T with The Shire.
I had never heard of it either. And as soon as Dave suggested it, it was like the worst thing I'd ever heard.
Guys, basically, Channel 10's going to be doing some sort of dramality series. I'm not kidding about this word, you guys. They actually put this in a press release. Dramality is the evolution of the reality series program genre that blends realistic and fictional elements together.
Mm-hmm.
In short, what they want to do is they want to create sort of an Australian Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be filmed at the Sutherland Shire in South Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be following a bunch of individuals, around town. And it may be fictional, may not be. We're talking about Girls Next Door types.
They're going to manipulate the situation is where the fictional bit comes in.
It has potential to be extremely trashy, which I feel is where a lot of furor is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I feel like the whole thing is just kind of like Big Brother, where it focuses on, you know, the tribe-like setting of a community in a way that's very reality, very Big Brother-esque, where we take a look at a particular subculture or, you know, a particular type of Australian. I think that there is time and place for things like that. We don't all have to get our monocles on and watch highbrow television, Jade.
No, but here's my argument, Dave, right? Here is my argument about why it's a problem. Australian, let's face it, let's be honest for a second, 90% of Australian-made television is bogans on TV. Why are we having another show about bogans? If you want to look at subcultures, let's look at the diverse subcultures of Australian TV, on Australian TV, because you look at something like Neighbours and Home and Away, they're all white people. They're all white, suburban bogans. Like, why is money being spent on this kind of show instead of trying to make high... You know, when Australia really tries to make good television, we make good television.
Mm.
You know, when people actually believe in something and spend time doing it, if you look at something like Kath and Kim, that was hugely popular, again, about bogans. You know, when we make high-quality television when we actually give it a good solid go.
You mentioned Kath and Kim and, you know, how it glamorizes certain type of bogan culture. I feel that with The Shire, you can achieve something similar to Kath and Kim. It's all down to your perspective. Some people take reality TV way too seriously, and you, Miss Thing, are one of those people who need to calm down.
No. Why are we like, you know, there's so many good shows being made and this stuff goes on prime time and we'd like just bang it home over and over again, and it's like infiltrates everything in our total existence. No wonder people try and get, you know, their television off the internet. They're trying wherever they can to get good content. You're forcing people into that situation because so much of the mainstream television that's played these days is just complete crap.
Well, Jade, I completely understand where the network's coming from, given the success of Jersey Shore in the US and The Only Way is Essex in the UK. So I can see them wanting to do something. But at the same time, I'm also curious to see what they're unearthed. We're all jumping to conclusions now, saying that, oh, it's going to look trashy and all that. none of you have actually seen what it's going to look like. All we saw was just some sort of leak of some kind of trailer, and that's probably not even official. I'll be curious to see, you know, what comes out of following a bunch of individuals from a particular town. I'd be curious to that, because this is, let me just get this straight. You know, the kind of characters they would probably depict on The Shire are not the kind of people I roll with. I'm not in my crew. I'm not in my, you know, not really on my social level, so to speak. Not to sound snobby, just being real. But I'm curious. I'm genuinely curious about, you know, subcultures and, you know, behaviors in communities and things like that. So even though, yes, it's a little fictionalized, and I expect for it to be, I am down for it.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, Adam, very keen. He says, wow, two for one, who could refuse such an offer? Dave, you have my number. Call me. Adam, because of, you know, you have it promising us, I believe now $12.50. You will have to call us 1-300-569-949, and Mason will take down all of your details. And then we'll be in touch. Your people will call our people. If the $12.50, you know, if you check for the $12.50 bounces, then we might have to reschedule.
Oh, my goodness. I have a new agent in town. Her name is Jade. Nobody's closing a deal tonight. Now, Jade, we got a tweet from That Boy James, which, I mean, let's just say he is our biggest fan and follower. Mm-hmm. Might be the only one. James has tweeted saying that Jade Gulliver is Queen Shade tonight. Mm-hmm. Quote, remember when you said Willow Smith was going to be the next big thing? Hashtag flawless human being.
Aw, thanks, James.
You see, whenever Jade reads Willow Smith and, you know, bags her out, there's choruses of support. There's just no love for Willow Smith anymore. It's just, it's devastating.
Well, I, you know, it is funny when we do have to make predictions so far in advance and they don't necessarily ever turn out.
I know. And we do this at the end of every year. So if you look through our old Different Strokes podcast, you know, at the end of every year, we kind of do a bit of a prediction, or start of the year, we say, oh, so-and-so is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. Not Willow Smith, apparently. Now, Jade, this, I have a bit of a prediction, will be quite big. Framographer, this app.
Yes. Well, Dave, very rarely on the show do we talk about paid apps. This is a paid app. I mean, it's $3. It's not a big one.
Oh, my God. I'm breaking my bank.
But basically what it does is it allows you to do stop motion or time-lapse film through an app on your phone. And Dave, this is seriously like the next step in our obsession with, you know, making art or whatever on our phones.
So,
like,
you're saying no longer will it be Instagram?
Well, that's
it's next level obsession.
It's interesting that you mention Instagram, because Instagram, yes, it is an opportunity for us to, you know, take photos and put on like cool filters and all of that, you know, and in a way it's, you know, you could say framographer is a similar type of thing, except for video. But Instagram is connected and is a social network. You're following other people, you're sharing with other people. Framographer works just as an app. It's just you make your film, you can, you know, then save your little time stop motion thing into your camera roll on your phone, and then you have to like physically share it onto your, you know, your Facebook
and then
YouTube.
You have to upload it. Okay.
Yeah, so it's not connected at all yet. I'm gonna say yet, because what kind of would, you know, kind of happens, these things evolve over time, you know. So if suddenly it became hugely successful, then all of a sudden, you know, Framographer is going to have
its own social networking aspect.
Yeah, and it's going to, you know, export directly into your Facebook. And like at the moment, there's no sign up process. You just open the app, you start shooting little, you know, little clips.
So what it does is, let's just explain for those people who don't understand stop motion or things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
What Filmographer does is it takes still images.
Yes.
Compiles them together into film. So for instance, if you watch, you know, things like Wallace and Gromit and, mm-hmm. you know, animation and things like that, it's all still images.
Yeah, like there are some actually, if you go onto YouTube and type in framographer, there's already like some good videos that are being posted where people have actually just made them. You know, they've got like their little Legos that they've yes. made into those type of.
So cute.
Yeah, so effectively all you're doing is you can take a series of still images, then you put them all together in one project and, you know, it can be a stop motion film effectively. And you can do things like you can record over a period of days, and when you open the app back up, you can start, you know, where you finish from. It's all exportable out onto your camera roll. The interesting thing about the company, Dave, that makes that has come out with Framographer, is that they also make something called the Glyph. Now, the Glyph effectively is like this little piece of plastic that helps you hook your phone onto a tripod. Mm. So, you know, when you're like putting your little camera on the tripod, there's like a little connection. Obviously, yeah. you can't do that with your phone. This thing is a connection that allows you to sort of screw it into
tripod. How are you wedging your phone onto this device?
Basically, the Glyph is like a little clip, and it clips around your phone, and it can, you know, then you can of course manipulate it and move your phone, you know, to all the different. So they're obviously very focused on being able to use your phone to create video and film and all of that.
So they're creating all these products and devices so you can go ahead and take advantage of filming and things of that nature. So
yeah.
And expanding in that aspect.
And that's the thing. As the, you know, as the quality of the video that you can shoot on a phone, you know, soon enough there'll be some feature film shot on your phone, Dave. You can just guarantee it.
Well, I know for my debut music video, it'll be shot on probably my phone, given the budget I have.
How about we shoot it on mine?
Oh, so you're saying your phone's better than my phone?
No, I just think, you know, at least you don't have to do it yourself.
Oh, okay. So it's not a MySpace photo situation where you can see, like, my arm in two-thirds of the shot.
You just need to concentrate on your performance, Dave.
Correct. Oh, yes. Yes. Listen to my agent, Jade.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.